Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is the winningest coach in the history of college baseball, Augie Garrido, the head coach right now at the University of Texas. He was in town at AT&T Park in San Francisco recently watching his former player at Texas, Brandon Belt, now with the Giants. Augie, you're here in San Francisco, and I saw you talking to Brandon Belt, one of your former players who was great at the University of Texas. How much pride do you have in seeing the way he's gone about his business?
He's one of the most special people that I've ever coached. And that's saying a lot in view of Tim Wallach and Mark Kotze and Phil Nevin and some other great names from Major League Baseball. But Brandon came from a very humble beginning and a very unassuming background. And the University of Texas is a lot like the elite, you know, the USC or UCLA. But he has taken that humble beginning, was passionate about being at Texas, passionate about baseball, and now he's helping the San Francisco Giants win World Series. And my move from the housing projects in Vallejo, which isn't very far from here, was when I came to San Francisco and played semi-pro baseball for Dante Benedetti, who was the person that discovered Joe DiMaggio. And so this goes back way back to 1956. So when you grow up in a place like this, this is the place, San Francisco is the place, where I found my way out of the housing projects. And in many ways, Brandon and I connect. And one of the things I was asking him to do is be on a committee. I've got two more years on my contract at the University of Texas. We want to win another national championship. However, as important to me is I'm putting together a strong committee to endow a scholarship that will permanently put a player on a full ride at the University of Texas as my parting gift. And I've asked him to be on the committee to do that, representing the players from the University of Texas.
Wow, that is really great. What a great tradition you've had there. You won five College World Series, and like you said, going for more. But what Brandon Belt, what was the turning point for him? Like you said, coming from humble beginnings, what do you think turned it for him to become a great player at Texas and now to be part of this team that he's won a couple of World Series here in San Francisco?
I think is his simple but committed essence of who he is. And what he's about being the best at what he does. And he takes a very simple approach, an authentic approach, and doesn't have any expectations and works hard on a daily basis to fulfill the role he has on the team. I think he's very giving. You know that by being around him. And I think that's what Boach wants out of his team. He wants the kind of players that are team players first, and he fulfills that.
Boach was joking with you about having him on the mound. I mean, did he pitch for Texas? I can't remember. I know he was a pitcher in the past.
He was drafted out of high school as a pitcher, and many people thought, and the turning points when we said to him, "You can hit a lot better than you can pitch," and you don't get to say that very often. You know, I mean, hitting's hard, and he made it look easy. Now, they've done a great job in adjusting his approach at the plate. He can hit a lot more pitches now, a lot farther, as a result of what the Giants have done with him. But with us, he had almost a Stan Musial stance and approach to hitting, but he hit almost 400 both years he was there. So he's pretty remarkable.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, he made a couple of adjustments, like you said, standing in the back of the box, the grip on the bat. But in your experience in college ball, when you've seen these players develop, how amazing is it that you can make an adjustment here or there and they're able to take it and run with it?
Only if they have the mentality. Only if they have the spirit. Only if they have the attitude. Only if they have the desire. It's all those words coaches look for. The famous football coach from the Bay Area, John Madden, once said, when your hardest workers are your best players, you have a championship. Brandon's one of those people.
We'll have more with University of Texas head coach Augie Garrido right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
You mentioned some names. I mean, Houston Street also comes to mind. I remember watching him. He's playing third base. He's closing games. He's doing everything for you at Texas. How special was he?
Still is. He's a special spirit. You know, his dad was a quarterback and on a running offense, but against Arkansas, in the last 20 seconds of the national championship game, with him trailing, he changed a play on Daryl Royal, which takes a little courage, with the president sitting in the stands and two governors sitting in the stands. Changed the last play of the game and threw a pass and won the national championship. That's, you know, he has the same pedigree as American, what's the horse's name? American Pharoah.
Yeah.
He has that kind of pedigree.
Why have you enjoyed the college coaching so much over the years? I mean, I'm sure you've had your opportunities to do some other things, but you've been so great. Cal State Fullerton, Texas, just the numbers, you know, being the all-time winningest head coach in college baseball. How much does that mean to you?
Well, that doesn't mean very much to me. It just means I'm old. I've been doing it for a long time. I've also lost more games than anybody in college baseball. You know, they say, how many national championships have you won? Well, we've won 5, but we've lost 41 times. So let's keep the playing field level and truthful. But what does mean a lot to me, and this is really the where the answer is in your question, is I'm a school teacher. And in pro ball, you know it's a business, and they use the people for the good of the game. In what I do, we use the game for the good of the people. And that fits the way I think about things. That's all. Simple as that.
Plus, you have to recruit. You're taking kids who are high school kids, and then they become men and, you know, eventually hopefully pros. But you know, how challenging is that to go through the recruiting process and just teaching these kids?
That's the excitement in it. You know, you hear a lot, it's a generation of select baseball, travel baseball. They don't have any spirit. They don't have any competitiveness. They're just show ponies. They might as well be in the New York dog show, trotting them around in front of, and everybody picks based on how they look physically in a uniform. Those are some of the comments that get made frequently. Were the adults involved? Let's not blame evolution and changes. Let's find out how to solve the problem. Players still want adults to tell them how to help themselves be who they want to be and fulfill their destiny. It's up to us to find the answers to that, not complain about it. We can't explain it. You know, evolution's been around for a while. It's going to continue to be around for a while. Let's not complain about where we are. Let's be thankful that we are. And let's find ways as the adults to provide leadership and security and the mentality and the understanding and the compassion that the young people need to fulfill their dreams.
More from AT&T Park in San Francisco with Augie Garrido, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns, after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective. And get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. And after the conversation with Augie Garrido, Angel will analyze the delivery of Giants right-hander Ryan Vogelsong. What would be the one thing you'd like to see changed in college baseball right now if you were in charge of the whole thing?
I would take the Power Five out of the NCAA, create our own tournament, and give every team 30 full rides. and I'd sell a television contract for $500 million.
That would be pretty good. Before I let you go, I got to tell you, and I'm not lying to you, my favorite baseball movie is For Love of the Game. It just is. And I remember you were the manager of the Yankees in that movie. So how much fun was that? And tell us about the circumstances, because I understand you got to know Kevin Costner while you were at Cal State Fullerton.
He's a best friend of mine and still is. But more importantly than just being the manager, I was the technical advisor that created all of the plays. Kevin hired a genius to do the movie. I'm not getting his name. Sam Raimi.
Okay.
And Sam did all three of the Spider-Man movies and many others that were big hits. He is an absolute genius, but he knew nothing about baseball. And Kevin did that on purpose because my philosophy in baseball and what's important about baseball and how you manage baseball is the same as his. Did he take it from me? I don't think so. Did I take it from him? I don't think so. I think it's just the way it is. You know, sometimes that happens. But in reality, I created every one of those plays and directed every one of those plays, hired every one of those actors, and most of those plays had been done by Cal State Fullerton players, and I named them all after the guys that did them.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, the best part is that dreams do come true. And that's kind of where we started with this interview, that, you know, for Brandon Belt, dreams have come true. He's a major leaguer. He's been on the World Series teams. He's been a part of no-hitters, including the recent one by Chris Heston.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of times in the industry, you hear this all the time. What are your expectations? Expectations is a false reality. You cannot progress or deal with expectations. They belong to other people. But perceptions, you can develop a process to fulfill your dreams and how you're perceived. So that's where I stay. I stay away from expectations, try to figure out what process can bridge the gap between where we are and where we're going. And the players are the inspiration and motivation for my thinking.
And tell me, how does this sound? It's a glorious day at Yankee Stadium, because that was Vin at the beginning of that movie.
You know, that the authenticity in that movie is what attracted you to the baseball parts of that movie.
Right.
And Steinbrenner had a lot to do with that. I had picked out players to be on both teams from a player pool, but he wrote back and said, no one can wear a Yankee uniform that isn't a former Yankee, a current Yankee major leaguer, a minor league Yankee, or an actor. That's it. And no numbers from the major league, from the Yankees can be worn in the movie. None. Then I applied that same theory to everything. Everything was authentic. The groundskeepers were the groundskeepers. The ball boys were the ball boys. The Detroit team was the same way. Everything was authentic.
You're right. That's what I like about it. And I love authentic people like yourself. You've been so gracious to join us. Congratulations on producing somebody like Brandon Belt out of the University of Texas. And good luck the rest of the way in your career, Augie. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for the interview and an opportunity to talk about Brandon and the University of Texas. And we're proud of both identities, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it all.
That's Augie Garrido, the winningest head coach in college baseball history, who joined us at AT&T Park recently. Now our regular segment with Angel Borelli talking pitching, and we're sitting here on Wednesday, and Ryan Vogelsong pitched for the Giants on Tuesday against the Marlins, Angel. And you know, he's been up and down this year, and it seemed like he had a lot of trouble getting the first pitch strikes in there, and that's part of his inconsistency this year. What did you notice as far as his delivery?
Well, you know, when he first came on the scene a few years ago, I have a lot of friends that are Giants fans, and I told them, I said, watch this guy, because I thought he had beautiful mechanics. You know, pitching coaches talk about a pitcher and the way he commands the plate and the way he paints his pitches in the corners, the way he commands all his pitches. Well, when someone does the work that I do, what we look for is, does he command his body? Does he have full use of his body? Does he use it correctly? And there's two things we look for. One, is he doing the things that will keep him from being injured, meaning he's working efficiently and according to biomechanical guidelines, his arms where it's supposed to be at the right time when it's supposed to be there, the angles are correct, he gets great separation, and these are the things we look for. And then the second thing we look for, because that's usually why a pitcher is coming to us, is, and in addition to my avoiding injury, is there anything I can do to be better? So in terms of the first thing, Vogelsong has so many things that he's doing right. His arm at early cocking is in exactly the place we want to see it. That is why when he rotates the square up to the plate, he's got tremendous separation. In fact, he is a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher. He really is. He's got everything going on that contributes to velocity. He's got a perfect arm angle at what we call max external rotation. He delivers the ball beautifully, and he's in command of his body, which is evidenced by the fact his follow-through is so clean. To me, the way a pitcher puts his brakes on tells you what kind of control and command he had over his body during the motion. So in terms of efficiency, and it's probably why we haven't seen him on the DL very often, so he's got great mechanics. Now, in terms of performance, now, does he throw in the low 90s all the time, Joe?
Yeah, he's pretty consistent in the low 90s these days, even at his age, mid-30s.
Yeah, and how low in the 90s is he? Is he like 91 or is he 94?
He's up to about 92 pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually throwing to me a heavier fastball, but it's just not unleashed, which is what we want to see. That's what our job is, to see, is there something you're doing? And let me ask you another question. Is there ever been comments about him that from the stretch, his fastball isn't as efficient, it's not as fast? Any characteristics about
that?
No, I don't
think so. And I actually am surprised he's getting this velocity. And actually, I'm looking at his age right now, age 38, coming up here in late July, July the 22nd.
Yeah.
So for a guy that old, so to speak, I mean, he's still keeping his velocity, and I think from the windup and the stretch.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He's got efficient mechanics, and I can't stress this more. If your arm bends a certain way in life, I mean, if you're constructed a certain way, which we are, and that's the way you bend it, and that's the way you use it, you're not going to get injured. It's when you violate the rules, and he's not violating any rules of the body. That's why he's staying uninjured, and he's able to improve it, keep his performance maintained. Now, if he were to say to me, I need to throw a little harder, or what am I doing that could possibly causing a problem, definitely from the stretch and even from the windup, when he rotates to get up onto his back leg from the windup, and when he's at the top of his knee lift from the stretch, he's actually not on his back leg completely. In fact, he's very far off of it. Now, does this interfere with the rest of the mechanics that create efficiency? No, it is not in his case. Is it interfering possibly or causing a decrement in his performance? Meaning, it would be the one place where if a good pitcher says, hey, Angel, is there any place I could improve something? This would be the place that you go. You don't have to correct it if he doesn't care about it. But if he wants to be a little more efficient, a little more directive, getting up onto that back leg would be beautiful for him. It's very evident from the stretch. That's why I asked the velocity question. And it's very evident when he even is from the windup. So being on the back leg is very critical to start the initiation of the stride. And it's because of the way the muscles that produce the stride are designed. If you're not on the back leg, you're not really using that muscle fully. And every muscle needs to be used fully. He is doing that in every place in his motion, and that's why he's efficient. He's not doing it with his back hip as he begins his stride. And as I said, it doesn't cause a problem for him with any injury state, but it is a performance issue that if he wanted to improve, that's where he would improve. But he gets 5 stars for me. He has from the beginning. I've always liked his mechanics because he's clean, and I think that he is a pitcher that I would love to see young pitchers emulate rather than some of our pitchers who have no control and they're not using their bodies correctly. So this is, I think, why he is going to have longevity, and I think we're going to start to see that 38 is not old as long as you're doing things right.
Well, that is really good to hear. And the other thing that's good to hear is that you're saying this about him being an example of a clean delivery, because even though I don't know a whole lot about pitching mechanics, I was thinking the same thing. He just looks like he's sharp, and his pitching mechanics are what you'd like to see from most pitchers.
Yes, he is. He's really, really, really good, and he's a delight to watch from somebody who works the way I work. So I'm glad we talked about him today.
All right, thanks, Angel. That's pitching mechanics expert Angel Borelli, who was featured on the Fix podcast here on thesportsvirus.com. I want to thank Angel and Augie Garrido, the head coach at the University of Texas for joining us. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.